A White House spokesman said today that President Clinton supports the removal of the Confederate battle flag from the South Carolina state capitol. Almost 50,000 people rallied in Columbia yesterday in opposition to that controversial symbol. It was the largest demonstration on any issue in the state's history. The dispute is also spilling into other parts of the South. Anti-flag groups in Georgia are threatening to call a statewide tourism boycott, beginning at the Super Bowl in Atlanta. NPR's Adam Hochberg reports.
South Carolina is the only state that still flies the Confederate battle flag atop its capital, but Georgia and Mississippi incorporate its red, white, and blue X into their state flags. Supporters of the emblem see it as a proud symbol of their Southern heritage, while detractors view it as a painful reminder of slavery and segregation. In Georgia, where civil rights leaders have tried for years to remove the design from the state banner, the debate has once again rekindled. Jesse Jackson's Rainbow Push Coalition says it will conduct a tourism boycott of Georgia until the state alters its flag. Georgia legislator Tyrone Brooks says the protests will begin January 30th at the Super Bowl in Atlanta.
We think that demonstrations and information can be disseminated during the Super Bowl, before the game. We're not protesting the game, but we want those who are going in to understand that the racist Confederate flag will be flying over the dome as they sit in there and watch these two teams square off and fight to be international champions.
The proposed Georgia boycott copies a tactic used by the NAACP in South Carolina. That group called on convention-goers and vacationers to spend their money elsewhere until the South Carolina legislature votes to remove the Confederate battle flag from the Capitol Dome. The South Carolina boycott began January 1st, and yesterday an anti-flag march in Columbia attracted some 46,000 people. Among them was Reverend Joe Darby of the South Carolina Coalition of Black Churches.
There was a feeling of, oh my goodness, exhilaration, vindication, affirmation that those who meanly hold on to the past really do not reflect the true face of South Carolina, since it was a multiracial and bipartisan march. We are ready for progress, and I think that that's the message that was sent out by the march.
Since the South Carolina boycott began, dozens of groups have joined the call for the flag's removal, including the State Chamber of Commerce and the Southern Baptist Convention. But among grassroots South Carolinians, support for the flag runs strong. 6,000 people turned out earlier this month to a Confederate rally, and many legislators say the boycott has only strengthened their resolve to keep the banner flying so they don't look like they caved in to the NAACP. State Representative John Graham Altman, a flag supporter, concedes that yesterday's anti-flag march drew a large crowd, but he says that did little to change legislators' minds.
Well, there are a lot of people, but we have twice that many at a football game here, and it's a media event, and it was created for the media. And they did a good job and bust in an awful lot of people. But it just didn't move a vote in the House or the Senate.
Altman says flag supporters still outnumber opponents in the South Carolina legislature, and he says it's not clear the House and Senate will even vote on the issue. Meanwhile, in Georgia, Governor Roy Barnes and legislative leaders say they also have no plans to discuss the Confederate flag or to change their state flag this year. Adam Hochberg, NPR News.